Jonathan slept. As terrible and frightening as that sounds, he dreamed, and on most nights, he'd awake with no recollection of what dreams he had. Thank God. He'd drag himself from bed, hobble toward the bathroom with the use of his cane, urinate, shower, shave, pull on his sock and fasten his prosthetic leg, get dressed, eat breakfast, drink coffee, read his emails, and check on his Twitter feed, just like any other red-blooded American. However, tonight was not one of those nights. Tonight, Jonathan awoke in a cold shiver. His skin crawled with goosebumps, all but for his stump, which burned hot white. He winced. Tossing the covers, he rubbed at the twitching, gnarled nerves, throbbing and pulsing beneath the remains that had once been his leg. The memories came at him, too fast. He could taste the sand in the back of his throat. In his mind's eye, he saw Humvees, trash, and dust-covered shanties, and Ricky, smoldering black as coal and reeking of singed hair. "Jesus!" he cried, tottered, and then fell out of bed. He hit the floor with a loud thud.